This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Texas Education Commissioner Michael Williams announced his resignation today, effective January 1st. After 16 years in Austin, the last three in this job, Williams said he's ready to leave Central Texas and return north to his wife and home in Arlington. Williams says after 30 years of public service, it's time to go home. That means Arlington. He and his wife maintained a commuter relationship for a decade and a half.
But there was no huge action-forcing event that said it's now time to go. It was just a feel that I got.
Williams followed his feelings and executive appointments dating to the 1980s. He was the first African-American in state history elected to an executive branch position in Texas. He served 13 years on the Railroad Commission. Rick Perry appointed him education commissioner in 2012, and he's named in the lawsuit challenging the way Texas funds public schools.
We have a graduation rate that's higher than it's ever been, and the second highest in the country. We've had increasing ACT and SAT scores, despite wherever we rank in per capita spending.
Williams still has hopes for one of his pet projects, giving letter grades to schools and districts.
All of us grew up understanding the difference between an A and a C and an F. Now, if we design the system correctly, then I have no doubt that parents will understand and get real information about the performance of their campuses and their districts.
Michael Williams says he has no clue what he'll do next, but it will involve some kind of public service because he says that's the way he's built. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.